You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your daily On The Money Markets update for this Wednesday, the 21st of August. I'm Raina Bosch, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves. The ASX has ended the day 0.2% higher after regaining some early losses. It comes on what's been a massive day for corporates, with property giant Charter Hall, Westfield Owner Centre Group and Australia's biggest general insurer, IAG, all reporting with mixed results among them. IAG, which owns brands like the NRMA, reported a 7.9% jump in full-year net profits to $898 million. That result helped higher by soaring insurance premiums. Some strength also seen from the likes of Breville and WiseTech. More, I spoke with Junbei Liu. She's a lead portfolio manager at Tribeca Investment Partners.
Look, the market, to be honest, is all about results today. Starting the day a little bit quieter and a little bit on the negative side because the market is a little bit nervous ahead of the Jackson Hole economic symposium or what Fed might say. But aside from that, it's really just about results. You know, we heard from results from some of the biggest companies here in Australia, things like the WiseTech. We heard from the Brambles. We heard from Corporate Travel. We heard from Charter Hall. So we got a really good glimpse into what is happening in our economy across a lot of many segments. So take Bramble, for example, share price up 6 to 7%. That's globally, they're saying things are stabilizing. You know, the growth is still very strong and they deliver very strong cash return to the investors, and they announced a special dividend as well. So very solid set of numbers. We had WiseTech clearly being the growth company, still delivering to the very hefty growth expectations. Share price up very strongly. They gave the first time the 2025 guidance, and that's above expectations. So very strong. We have heard from Corporate Travel, things a little bit tougher in the travel land. They talked to the, you know, slower ramp up in the next 12 months. There will be some downgrades to expectations, but just seems that the corporate travel space is a little bit tough at the moment, given the budget constraint for a lot of corporates around the world because of the economic activity. So it's all about numbers today, and quite a lot of movement just on the basis of those results.
Yeah, and those results that you mentioned there, obviously providing some insight into both the economy and the consumer more broadly. What's your take on that?
Yeah, look, so far this reporting season, I would say that the take on the economy is things turn out to be a bit better than expected. So, you know, from most of the consumer companies, they are saying things are not too bad. And the banks clearly last few days has said very strong, you know, very solid earnings growth. And then also corporates are confident enough in paying out special dividend and increase their dividend payout. It's usually just indication that they're very confident about where things are going. One interesting result today, which is Charter Hall Group, which I thought, you know, should really note, because Charter Hall has big exposure to commercial buildings, so offices and the like, which has been a very, very tough space for, you know, for many and for quite some time. And what they're saying is that they seem to feel the bottom, they have reached the bottom. And from here on, they are seeing things are improving. They gave guidance a little bit better than expected. They're expecting growth next year. And they're saying transaction evidence is coming through in the commercial property space. So, you know, sounds like things that have hit the trough and things are getting better, certainly for that commercial property space.
If we can just turn our attention to the ASX and how this is all feeding in, as you mentioned today, I mean, it's come out pretty even at least the time that we're speaking. The ASX hit the 8,000 point mark yesterday for the first time since that global sell-off a couple of weeks ago. Is this a trend that you see continuing? Do you think the ASX is going to strengthen on the back of these results?
Look, absolutely. I think the result, the ASX is heading higher. Of course, we have the US talk about the rate cut and the like, but put that aside, put the offshore influence aside, ASX is heading higher because our economy has been pretty resilient. And if anything, you know, our rate cut probably not too far from the from, you know, when the US would do their cut. So, you know, on the outlook front, things are looking pretty good for the share market.
Finally, Jun, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Look, there's plenty of opportunity in the market at the moment. We're seeing a lot of opportunity across consumer stocks at the moment, but we also like the growth names. You know, a couple of growth names has reported very, very strong. We see Megaport reporting tomorrow, which we expect a pretty good performance as well.
That was Junbei Lu, Lead Portfolio Manager at Tribeca Investment Partners.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.